So we're holding on the Aleph, Amud Aleph, second line. How Yosem Yosemo, Yosem Kamei the Robber. So the situation was brought to Robber. They were, and Rashi points out, their property was by an Apichalos. Amal who Rabba told to the Apichopsim, Hello the Yosim Mishay Yosim. You're giving the Yosim property, you have to give them extra to be able to take care of the needs of the Yosim as well. Some of them were born on the Rabba. Pomar who the Omar Mimikarkoi, the Mimitaltali. Ben the Mazeni, Ben the Ksuba, Ben the Pernosa. That all of these, when it comes to Mazenis or Pernosa, we don't collect from Metal, we only collect from Karka. And you're saying now give extra property, which is in the hands of the Apichopas, belongs to the Yosem, he's the Yarish, and you're telling the Apichopas to give extra property to cover the needs of the assignment, which you're taking from the Metaltalin, from Mazonis for the assignment. Okay.
What's the situation? Who does the extra property belong to?
It belongs to the Yosem. He's the Irish.
So why is he giving it to him if it's his?
No, the Apichopas is taking care of it. So he's saying, okay, so you subtract from the bank accounts and give the Yosem, the $50 you need to live on for the week. No, give him 100 shekels, this way he'll buy food for his sister also. Yeah, but you're subtracting $50 from the Yosem's bank account extra, which he has no chiyuv to do. At the end of the day, you're master of the Yosem, but your Apichopas can't do that.
So,
see if the father's property is mishubid for your mezonos for the daughter, which it is. Okay, fine. So that's, they're not the mimas of the Yosem. That's part of the shibud of the father. But if you tell me the father's you mitalt are not meshubid, so you're stealing from the Yosem.
Why go through the Yosem? Why not have the Apotropos buy the food on her behalf to begin with?
But he can't. He has no rights to take the Yosem. It's the Yosem's property. Mm-hmm. Well, whether he gives it directly to the Yosem or to the Yosem doesn't make a difference. It happens to be the Yosem. The arrangement was given for the Yosem was running the house, so give it to him. He'll go out and buy the food. But the problem is, this money is not meshubah for the Yosem's needs, so it's stuck of which he has no chiyuv to do. It's not a chiyuv moment, so you can't take his property and give it away. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's an apotropos only because he's a cotton.
Yeah. So Amar Lahu, Rava said that the misunderstood the case. Ilo Rosa Shivka Lasham Usher Milo Yabinale, Koshkin Hakhadi Katarti. The sister was helping around the house. So if the Yosem would want to have somebody help around the house and have to pay for that, that would be a valid need of the Yosem. So it happens to be that that's what she's doing. Meanwhile, it's also his sister. Definitely that's something that he should be paying for. Okay. Turn around and echo the chasm, sheesh the makrayas, echo the chasm, shen the makrayas, mitzian the mozen, isho the bonus, dibre rabbi. So rabbi holds that there's a shibut on even the chasm, shen the makrayas, for mazonis, for the woman, and for the girl. Rabbi Shimon Elozar Armor, the chasm, sheesh the makrayas, mitzian the, your armatzian, levonis min habonim. You'll be mitzi from the brothers, the sons, who are the Yershim. You'll take a mezonos for the daughters from the chasen sheshem akrayas. Ulabonus min abonus. And in a situation where there only are girls, and so the girls are those, they are now the Yershim. There are gedolos and arketanos, so the gedolos have received they've taken the yerusha. So we're going to take out from them and give to the Ketanas, which also are Yershim. For whatever reason, they you know, normally what happens in a situation, you have Gedolim and Ketanim, so we have that in Kedushin, and Daf Mebezim and Aleph, that we appoint an apotropos for the Yisrael, for the Ketanim, and when they make the Chalukah between the Gedolim and the Ketanim, between all of the children, so the apotropsim represent the Ketanim, and the Gedolim, you know, represent themselves. I mean, assuming they're Gedolim of age, they can do that. They divide, but sometimes the situation be that the Gedolim just took possession before Bezin would do that. So we're going to take away from the Gedolim, the Gedolus over here, to give the Ketanus.
We do.
The Bonim in a Bonim. If the same situation would be with the young boys and old Ketanim and Gedolim boys, the Bonim in a Bonus. The case of Nechasim Merubim, where there's enough to have a Yadin of Yerusha above and beyond the Mezonos, so we give Mezonos for the daughters, and if we will make sure that the Bonim, who are the Yershim, will also get. I will learn the Bonim in a Bonus, Nechasim Muatim. But in the case of there's not enough for Mezonos for the Bonim and the Bonos, so the Bonim will take the Yerusha. There won't be enough for the girls, so then we give the girls Mezonos, and the Bonim will have to find a different way of support. That's called Nechasim Watim. Now that's still talking about Nechasim Shiesh Makrayas. If they're all equal, so it's all Yerusha cases, so even though it's the Chasim Shein L'Machrayis, so, but there's been Yerusha, so if some of them have taken possession, we take it away and we divide it up properly. And Ulabonim in Abonis, we will take for the Bonim who have it in Yerusha from the Bonus who have taken the possession of it, Lechasim Shein Lemachrayis. We'll give it to the Bonim. Loy the Bonus min Abonim. We don't take away Mezonos for the Bonus from the Bonim by Lechasim Shein Lemachrayis. Which is consistent with what we were saying before, from a karka, not from a tata. Okay. So the Gemara, Avogav the Kamelon Halacha Karevi Mechaveroi. Even though normally we pass like Rebbe when he's arguing with another Tana singular, Mechaveroi. But Ha Halacha Karevi Shemir Lazer, here we're going to pass like Shemir Lazer, that you do not collect from the Chosim Shein Lemachrayas for Mazonis. And over here we pass in that Takrashi, top of the page. Yosem Yisema Achva Achos, brother and sister. When Yisema Biyad Apotropos, the property was in Apotropos's hands. Hello, Yosem Bishal Yisema. Hello, Yosem Zanus Yiserim Shetizun Achos Imoy. Make sure you give him enough that he'll share with the sister. He said over here, the Katarti Achosu Umitisham Shenu. She's his sister, and she's also helping around the house. Okay, so we said Mitzian, the Mina Yisem. We take from the Yisem and we give for the Mazen Isha and for the Banas. And Rebbe said even from the Chasa Shen Machrayis. Comes along with Shimon Elazar and says that we'll be Matsia the Banas Mina Banim, the Mazanus of the Parnosa. We will take Chasim Shesha Machrayas for Mazanus and Parnosa for the daughters from the sons, the Banas Mina Banas, Lactanus Mina Gadal is a case where there were only girls, Imain Sham Ella Banas, the only girls, And the older girls have taken possession of the property. We will take it away from them. And we divide it equally amongst all the girls. There's no din of mezonos in that situation. We don't say that you support them. You just, everybody has Yerusha on them. But they will take the Yerusha and we will deal, help them use it for their needs. Again, the same situation. If it's all boys and there's older ones, the younger ones, and older ones took possession, we will take it away and divide it equally amongst all of them. There's not enough for everybody to have support. Ashiv grew up to the age of Bagris. Then Chama said in that situation, we give the Sheben and the property, father's property, support the daughters takes precedence. And the boys will have to go ask, have to beg. The pronosis means like Rashi before, but also means the needs of arranging her to get married, which is the Nadunya. Okay, so the Mishnah. Lakasabla Ksuva, even if a Ksuva was not written, so Psula Gaba Masaima Mana is Mana, Meshe Hutan I Bezdin. Bezdin was Machayev him to do this, even though the document is not written, still he is Machayev to pay it. Kasala Sada Shaba Mana Tachas Masaim Zuz. See, he wrote up in the Ksuba that this piece of property will be responsible for paying of the Ksuba. But the value of the property was less than the value of 200. She accepted it, so she's accepting a payment of 100 for her 200. Well, the custom law called the custom the Isli Achroyin the Ksuba Saich. He didn't say, but the other properties are also Achroy. Which, had he said that, we would say, listen, he's writing up, this is the main place you're going to collect from. But everything else also has a shibud, so that's not enough. You'll collect the balance from other properties, but he didn't write that. So it sounds like they're saying this is the only field that she can collect from, whatever the value is going to be. Well, the halacha is, chayiv, the shibud applies to other properties as well. Shutanai Bezdin, because he may not give her less than that, so Tanai Bezdin is Machayev and all the properties. Lakosav law, he didn't write in the Ksuba, Im Tish Tavoi, Afar Kinoch, Vesvinach Lila Intu. He didn't write if she was captured, he would redeem her and bring her back as his wife. Uba Kahanis, which he cannot take her back as a wife, they would write, Adrinach Lemedina Sechar, make sure that you're brought back to where to live. So even so, Chayiv shoots an Ibez, and he really did not write that. An Ibez is Mechayiv him to do that. Nishbez Chayiv Vadoi, so therefore the means if she's Nishbez, he's Mechayiv to redeem her. But let's say, if you remember, Hare Gita Uksubasa, Matipta Zatzma, let me divorce her now, I'll pay the Ksuba, and let her take her Ksuba and use the money herself. And a Rishoy, he has no power to do that. Because the Chiyah opinion is independent of the Chiyah of the Ksuba, and he cannot say, I'll divorce her now. She's not my wife anymore. I'm not Mechayev to pay to her. So as soon as she became captured, the Chiyah opinion would kick into place. Even if he divorces her, he still have to pay for her opinion. Laksa is Chayev to pay. So if she got damaged in some way, so injured, he's mechayev to pay for the refuah. Amar hare gitza uksubasa trapez atzma is reshoy. So he says, you know what, let me divorce her, give her a ksuba, and she'll pay for the doctor bill, so that he can do. So what's the difference, says Hirashi? Lachazulah kol nechassim chayiv, even though he didn't write to all of his properties, is going to be meshubed to pay for the ksuba. It's still chayiv. Lias kol nechassim achroim lo. all the property still is going to be meshubet. Well, he cannot say ein lich elasada ksuba loch b'shtar ksuba seich. You only have a right to collect from that one piece of property. You can't say that. He cannot keep her as a wife. So, because of law, somebody, what the Tanakh Bezin, he would write of the Ksuba would be a farkinuch, I will redeem you. I'll bring you back home. Even if she's Nensa, she's still a Surah Labala. Okay. And Rishon, he cannot say, "Let me divorce her and let her use her ksuba for that." Shekharin is chayv, but pidyon mishne ishbeis. As soon as she was captured, the chiyuv of pidyon took effect, and that's even if the divorce is already been mechayv to redeem her still. However, let's say she became injured, chayv l'rapaisa sherefuah kimazonis. There's no special takana refuah. Refuah goes under the umbrella of the Chiyuv of Mazonis, taking care of her physical needs, including that as Refuah. But now he says, let me divorce her, and she'll pay for the Refuah herself. That's Mutter. Why? Rishoy, Shenelim, Chayiv, Lozen, Krushos. So the same way Mazonis, you don't say, listen, he's Mechuyiv in the Mazonis yesterday, so therefore he divorces her now. He's Mechuyiv to pay for yesterday's Mazonis. He's Mechuyiv to pay for yesterday's Mazonis, but not for today's Mazonis. So the refuah is not, well, there was an event, and he has a chiyah refuah. The chiyah refuah is a daily event of taking care of her physical needs. Right now she needs refuah, so pay for refuah. Tomorrow she still needs refuah, pay for tomorrow refuah. Well, she's not his wife anymore tomorrow. So that's not chayav. So the more money. Who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Who says, that he wrote up this language of a specific field, which is less than the value of the 200. The other properties, the other properties are still held responsible for paying the full value. So that's the Charetz Rameir, the Omar. Rameir holds you cannot. Make any type of arrangement with the woman to pay her less than that value is all. She's also then be with her under those circumstances. He cannot do that. The Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda are doing Rabbi Huda, Ha'omer doesn't Rabbi Huda say. Also, Kaisel Psula Shtar Shel Masayim. They can make the following arrangements. That he writes her up a chi of ksuba of 200. He kasevis. And she will write back to him. He's kabalti mimeich mimcha mana. She can write up a shtar or a receipt that she's received half. No, she didn't. Basically, she's just doing a mimeichel half of the chiyuv ksuba. So Rebbe Huda says she can do that. Rebbe says she can't because they'd be also to be that the. They'd be also to stay married under the circumstances. He can't live with her, and he's mechuyev to pay her the full ksuba. Lamana, a case of an amana, he can write a shtar for a mana to her. He kasevis, he's kabal to mimcha chamishim zuz. Okay, so you can't make up. Karnam Rebbe, you cannot make such an arrangement. Karnam Rebbe, you could. So that's the first the point of the mission. Lokosal ksuba gavim asayim among the jeshu type bez according to the mayor type bez, and that's it. Now, but the more aim is safer. But the next case of the mishnah, kosal losada shava mono tachas masayim zuz. Lokosal kam lokosal nisli achroyin the ksuba seich chayiv. So so we're understanding that it's a full din of achrayus, including the halacha that if the property is sold, she will get first rights to it. So if the ksuba is written normally, that creates a sheba in all of his property. If he sells the property, she has first rights. Over here, he wrote one field is meshubet. Okay, so the sheba which is documented in the shtar is only one field. So the comes and the calf and buys a different field. He says, I'm protected because the documentation shows that she only has the right to collect from field A. I bought field B. So no. The chrayus is on all the properties, including field B, even though it's not written in the shtar. So now we're discussing her right to collect from Mishabodim. So that should be told in the chlokas whether a chrayus is tosefer. So there's the actual chlokas is in the following case, not in the case of ksuba, but Reuven is selling a field to Shimon, and so Reuven can sell the field to Shimon and write a chrayus in the shtar. A chrayus in the shtar means that if there's anything somebody who comes and claims the field, you know, Shimon buys the field, and then comes some Baal Chayv and says that, you know, that property was shubah to me and I have a right to collect. So Shimon says, that's wonderful, okay, that's true. Now he goes back to Reuven, and Reuven says, I'm sorry, can't help you. So he says, no, I want you to document in the original sale. I'm afraid this is what happened. So if anything happens in the field due to you, Reuven, I want to have the ability to come back to you and have it addressed. So that's called a chrayus. So now there's a sale, and there's no chrayus written in the shtar. So Meir says, no chrayus written in the shtar. So he's no chrayus. You bought it. You paid for the field. You bought it with the possibility of somebody becoming and collecting, and that's part of what you bought. Right? If you didn't do your due diligence, so you bought it under those circumstances, and the sale, whatever you got, you got. You had it for the 3 days, and it was wonderful, and you paid a lot of money for it, and that's wonderful, and that's goodbye. Yehuda says, no, Christ is safer. Even if you didn't write the Christ in the shtar, we assume that there's no person who would pay money for a piece of property without having the guarantee of the chrayus. It's not written, it's not documented. It's a total cipher. It's a mistake that he made. But we know that there's no shaila that there's a chrayus there. So Morris says over here, the issue over here is we're saying that she has a chrayus on all of his properties to allow her to go collect from somebody who purchases it. That's basically a form of a chrayus. So if you hold a chrayus to a cipher, Remer holds that you don't say a chrayus to a cipher. It's not written there, it's not documented. So once it's sold, she has no power to get it. So the chara in the seifa, also the Yehuda, domer chrayus to a cipher, the Remer, omer chrayus lab to a cipher. So Remer holds the chrayus is not to a cipher, and there's no chrayus in the shtar, there's no chrayus. So in that point of the Sefer, the Chara, it's going so in the Sefer you have this strange combination, the concept that the other properties are Meshubid in all is Remeir, because Remeir holds you can't drop a Ksuba under a certain amount. The fact is that the rights to collect go over even in a situation of the kukais is it going like a behuda who holds the chrayus to a cipher. So the seifa is quite problematic. Okay, but where is this machlokas of merit of behuda d'tnan? Says mission b'matzio. So what's the story chayv? A person found the star chayv. So the question is, do you find a shtar chayv? Did it fall from the malva? And the malva still has the right to collect from this property. So we should give back to the malva. And we know who the two people are. It's not. We know that, recognize the names. It's only you know, two individuals in the city who have one is the name of the malva, the name of the malva. We know who it should go to. The question is, did it fall from the malva? And the malva can use it to collect, or fall from the loiva, and the chayv is paid. So the loiva is moida. that it wasn't, he didn't pay it. So no problem, give it back to the Malva. However, we have a concern that the average owner of a Shtarkreif doesn't lose it. If it's paid, so he might, he might drop it. But it's not paid yet. How would the Malva drop this? So maybe what's happening over here is that there's a kanunya taking place. They're making the subterfuge. That the Levy doesn't have any money. So, it was paid already. So the brother is no chiyuv anymore. But the Levy, the Malva drops it. The Levy is moira. And now the Malva comes to the Levy doesn't have any more property now. And they go collect from the kuchos. So, in Yesh, we had a chrys the chosim. Well, Yachzer. So, if there's mentioned a chrys, and the issue of a chrys over here is there a shibud on the property to the point that you can collect from the kuchos or not? So, if it's mentioned in the document that there's a right of a chrys, which means that the Levy has no property, and he had property which was sold, the Malva may go to collect that property. So you can't return it to the Malva, even if the Levy is moida, because Shebezin, if Royan Mehan, Bezin will collect from the Lekuches with such a document, and maybe it's a kanunya, maybe it's the whole thing, it's a subterfuge. Amen Achrayas Lechasim. If, however, there's no mention of Achrayas, so the Chayv is from the Malva to the Levy, the Malva lent money to the Levy, and he cannot collect any property the Levy had, which was sold before the Malva came to collect. Tough luck on the Malva. So what are you worried about? The only issue is the Malva and the Levy. The Levy is Moida. So Yachzer, Shane Bezin, Nifroim Mehen, Divir Meir. So even though there's no Christ written in the star, we don't assume that there's a Christ. The Chomer Merechet Zeh, Bechet Zeh, Lo Yachzer, Shane Bezin, Nifroim Mehen. So the more it presents, whether it's the Chomer, which is, which we present in Yehuda Shita as the Iker Shita, so Rabbi Huda is one of the Chachamim, says no, even though there's no mention of a Chrayis in the start, there's no such thing as a Malva lending money to the Loiva and not getting a Chrayis on the property. So it's not documented, a Chrayis, it's a mistake, but it's no question that it's really there. It's a Chrayis to a Sefer. So Mer says, so we have over here in our Mishnah Reisha Remeir, the halacha that you may not drop the chiyuv under 200 is Remeir Shita, and the point of Achrayis is the safe is Rabbi Yehuda. Vechitema, maybe you'll argue Kula Remeir. No, that really the time of the Mishnah is Remeir, so the issue of going under the chiyuv under 200 makes sense. What's the issue? The issue is, what's with the Chrayis? Rishani le the Remeir ben Ksuba the story. By Shtaris, Remeir holds that either you document the Chrayis or there's no Chrayis. But by Ksuba, even if a Chrayis is not documented, there's a Chrayis. That'll be the difference. Mor says, however, is that true? Mishani le, is that true that Remeir differentiates between Ksuba and other starvers? Vatanya, the Mishnah says, Chamisha Govin, or Bryce says, Chamisha Govin, Mina Mechororin, there are five people which are coming to collect, which will come and collect from Mechororin, another B'nai Chorin, property which is not being collected through a lien, through Shibud, but it's I'm collecting from the person, he owes money, so I'm collecting from him, his free properties. So what are these five? What are these five items? Melohain, Paris. So in a case where he has a chiyuv of two. Reuven stole the field from Shimon. And then Reuven sold it to Beryl. Okay. So eventually Shimon tracks down the field and comes and collects it from Beryl. But meanwhile, Beryl put money into the field. So Shimon is taking the field back. So Beryl has a right to say, yeah, you're getting your field back. You're getting your field back in a better fashion than you had it before. So the value that I put into the field, I have a right to get compensated for. So and it started growing fruits. So the fruit that it grew from the season, that was due to my efforts, I have a right to get compensated for those fruits. So that's fine, it's a valid time. The problem is Shimon doesn't have any money to compensate Beryl. So we say, but Shimon had other properties which he sold, which he wants to use to collect, that Beryl will go collect from those properties. So you don't do that. You can only collect that compensation of Paris and Shvach Paris, but that which you did, the value of the Paris and the value which you made the field more valuable, from free property that Shimon has, but not from property that Shimon sold. V'makabel ablozin is ben ishtoi, ubas ishtoi, a person who was committed to support his stepchildren. So we collect from the property that the stepfather has, any property that he sold. We don't have a recourse to support the stepchildren from that property. Get choyv shein baruch rayus. So b'zisher shein baruch rayus. Get choyv is another thing for shtar choyv. Word get just means a document over here. So shtar choyv or ksuba, which don't have a rayus, so then you only collect from the property that the person has, and not from a shabbatim. So now, who is this town of this brayse? Man shemata le'damer achrayis laptoy sefer. Who remeir? So who was the one who says, by the case of getchoy, by a regular star, when there's no achrayis, you may not collect from a shabbatim? That's remeir shita, because according to Rehuda shita, even though there's no achrayis written, you may collect from a shabbatim. V'ketani ksubas isha, and that same brayse says ksubas isha also, but doesn't have achrayis, you only collect from mishurorim, and not from a shabbatim. Okay, so going back to our Mishnah, the suggestion to say that the town of the Mishnah is Remeir, and Remeir deals with Ksuba differently, is not true. So how do we deal with the Mishnah? Boy Samer Remeir, boy Samer Yehuda. So the truth is that the Mishnah can go like Remeir or like Yehuda. We'll have a way to do both. See, boy Samer Yehuda. Okay, so Yehuda holds that you may drop it under 200. That's the case over there. Hazim Kasula, he's Kabalti. Hakala Kasula, he's Kabalti. He just didn't write the full value. We don't assume that there's a Mechila on the full value. But over there, when does Rebuta say there's a Mechila? When she explicitly says, I'm considering as if I received half. Good. But till then, he agrees that Ksuba is 200, even though he did not write 200. We assume that Ksuba is 200 and that she wasn't Michael. Michael, Michaelis. If I say Mermeir, my chai of the Tony means Mina Mechororin. When we're saying that even though they did not write, although the properties are responsible for the Ksuba, they are, means we don't take the fact that he mentioned one property and assume that that's all he meant. He meant all the properties as well. But you can only collect those other properties all as long as he has them. But if he did not write the other properties on Meshubid, so if he sells those fields, you can't collect from other properties, but as long as he has the properties, you can collect from them, and that's all the Mishnah meant to say. Zakt Rashi, I put the Meir of Yehuda, the Perek Alpha Pita, the Bechokas is in the next parak. May you drop the value of the ksuba less than 200. So Rebbe Yehuda says that Nikus Eves is Kabalti, Lashon Shavuot, which is it's written there in the language of a receipt. If Hilda Linus Kabbalah, even though she did not receive the money, but that'll be a binding document that she's admitting that she received. Is her will act as a mechila. It doesn't work. Her mechila doesn't work. But when they're married, the ksuba cannot go under the value of 200. So therefore, when Amish says even if he did not write the full value, she still collects the full value, because so that the Morris is now means that Philomachal, even if she be Michael, you still collect the full value. So that's your mayor sheet. And the Morris answer at the end is it's talking about the case where she wasn't Michael. The case where she was explicitly Michael, you could go to under 200, but the right number, assuming that that's not, even if she's Michael, you can't go under 200, it doesn't work. Tatum Hershita. Then the mission says, but the next case says, even though he wrote one property as the Shibut, he did not write other properties as a Meshubut. Chayiv, Shishabdu Chosav, means that because other properties get a Shibut on them. Which means even if right on the Morse is assuming, because Sukhotaituch, Nishabdu called in Shibut, Kilinta Besach Hashar, they get a full din of Shibut as if they've been documented. And therefore, if he sells the properties, you'll collect the ksuba. She will write to collect the ksuba from people who purchased it. So that's like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shtar Shalak Knitah by Achrayus. In a case you have a star where Achrayus was not documented, Lo Midas HaMalva Nasa. That wasn't the intent of the Malva. And the story for a talk, the Sefer made a mistake. The intent of the Malva was there should be Achrayus, and the Sefer made a mistake. And therefore we deal with it as if it has been documented. And he can go collect those payments from properties which have been sold. It's a case where you have a star, you find the star chayv. Sheshibat loyber and the chosiv loy sa malva. The loyber was mashabat his property to the malva. Lo yasuvenu moitzo the malva. The person who found it cannot return it back to the Malva. Even if the Leib admits, you can't give it back to the Malva. Far Shasim, the Mark explains, the Chashin and Shema Paroi may be paid it already. I mean, a Leib enough, and the Leib is the one who really dropped it. Is that Shumayda? And that which he's admitting that he owes the money, why would he do that? Because that's us, Kanunya, he. It was, they had the intent to do make this subterfuge. Bineim, literally the kuchas yachak bineim. You know the loiva paid already. The loiva drops it. They find the situation. The loiva says, "You know what? I'll be moida. You take it. I don't need more property. You'll cut from the kuchas, and we'll split it afterwards." All right, that's what we're afraid of. But if it's no chayes lechasim, nothing to worry about. Whether there's chayes lechasim or not, you can't return the chayes to sefer hu, because even if there's no chayes mentioned, it's still there. It was just a mistake that it wasn't mentioned, but it's assumed to be there. And the tarvim mishabdi, therefore the malva can collect from property which has been sold. Mafsi lekuchos, and the lekuchos will potentially might lose. Bnei plugged to the remeir of Yehuda haba badayu shibadar rohaya. Those people over here are disagreeing with the mayor, including Yehuda. So the Morris says, maybe you'll tell me that ksuba is different. Even though we'll argue, even though in the regular star we don't assume that there's tos sefer by ksuba, because of the weight of the chiyuv, if your mayor will agree, if there's no chrayus written, we assume there was a mistake, and really there is a chrayus. But over here is moira, because that's part of the Tanai Bezdin. The Morris challenges that's not true, and it's told here in the Rashi.